This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Whenever you have any equipment, along with the equipment comes an instruction manual. The more complicated the equipment, the more requirement of an instruction manual, so that you know how to use the equipment. If you allow me to call the human being a machine, I would say it is the most complicated machine in the world. It is more complicated than the highest computer in the world. Don't you think we require an instruction manual? The human being, which is the most complicated machine, if you allow me to call it a machine, more than the most advanced computer in the world, don't you think it requires an instruction manual? The instruction manual for the human being, it is the glorious Quran. The glorious Quran is the last and final instruction manual revealed by the creator of the human being, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Mulk, chapter number 67, verse number 2, Alladhi khalaqal mauta wal hayata. It is Allah who has created death and life to test which of you is good in deeds. As I told you earlier, that Allah is testing us. For Allah, it's very easy. For Allah to make the Palestinians win over Israel, it's kun fayakun. Allah is testing us. Are they struggling and striving for the cause of Allah? Allah is testing all the human beings in the world. Are you standing for the truth? So this life, according to the glorious Quran, is a test for the hereafter. If we pass this test, we go to Jannah, paradise. If we fail, we go to hell. We go to Jahannam. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Dariyat, chapter number 51, verse number 56, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I've created the jinn and the human beings not but to worship me. What is the purpose of our life? Why are we here? Have you ever thought, what are we doing here? Allah gives the answer in Surah Dariyat, chapter 51, verse 56. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that Allah has created the jinn and the men not but to worship him. So we are in this world for a test for the hereafter. Our role, our purpose is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I've given a talk, and you should see this lecture of mine. What is the purpose of our life? When we obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are doing ibadah. We are worshipping him. If we follow his commandments, we are worshipping him. If we stay away from things he has prohibited, we are worshipping him. Ibadah means following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First, we have to understand the concept of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'll be dealing in detail in my talk on Friday in El Oreen, the concept of God in major world religions. But the best reply that any Muslim can give you regarding the definition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Surah Ikhlas, chapter 112, verse number 1-4, where Allah says, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, say he's Allah one and only. Allahu samad, Allah the absolute and eternal. Lam yalid wa lam yulad, he begets not nor is he begotten. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, there's nothing like him. This is a four-line definition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran in Surah Ikhlas, chapter number 112, verse number 1-4. If any person says so and so entity is God, if he fits in this four-line definition of Surah Ikhlas, we Muslims have no objection in accepting that entity as Allah, as God. The first is قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, say he's Allah one and only. Number two, Allahu samad, Allah the absolute and eternal. لَمْ يَلَدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ, he begets not nor is he begotten. وَلَمْ يَقُلْ لَهُ كُفْوًا, there's nothing like him. This Surah Ikhlas is the touchstone of theology. Theo means God, logi means study, theology study of God. And touchstone, you know, when you go to buy and sell gold jewelry, you go to a goldsmith and you want to verify how pure is the gold. So the goldsmith takes the gold and rubs it against the touchstone. And depending upon the color, he tells you whether this gold is 24 karat gold, whether 22 karat gold, whether 18 karat gold, or it may not be gold at all, because all that glitters is not gold. So Surah Ikhlas is the touchstone of theology. The God you are worshipping, you put into the test of Surah Ikhlas. If the God you are worshipping passes the test of Surah Ikhlas, he is a true God. If he fails the test, he is a false God.